Welcome to What's Ailing the World. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world. We have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure. Where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve, and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems that are already available, who are stealing and torturing children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. The study of language is very revealing. The word lie was put in the middle of the word belief, as when the psychopaths are able to lead the slave work units to believe a lie, it becomes their truth. I strongly recommend that you challenge all of your beliefs until you know the truth. This is not easy, as I discovered when I had to face the fact that the medical profession I had so proudly joined was totally corrupted to do the opposite of the Hippocratic oath taken to first do no harm, because now all they do is harm. I left my career as a surgeon in the early 1990s after witnessing research fraud, experimentation on poor people, and euthanasia. After the brain damage of my only child born in 1996 from vaccines he received due to my belief in what I had been taught in medical school about vaccines, I started researching what vaccines really do, which I learned is create all autoimmune diseases, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people and in pets. I also started studying natural therapies to reverse the diseases caused by Big Pharma, as well as all the toxins we are exposed to. In 1997, I developed the Hippocrates Protocol to reverse all diseases, and in 1999, I created the diagrams on my website, including the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram found on both of my websites, and is all of diseases and how they're created in one page. And my websites are reversingvaccineinduced.com, and drcarly.com. I strongly suggest that you print out these diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted there where I explain the diagrams, which are based on pure common sense and have never been refuted, despite a $10,000 reward I posted on drcarly.com in 2006. For any white coat to refute them on the air, to this day, I have received no takers to this challenge. Thanks to the persecution I encountered due to my work, including the abduction and ongoing state-sanctioned torture of my son, I was forced to face the truth that all the problems we face are being caused intentionally, and the solutions that have been developed by people of conscience who step out of the boxes created when one becomes a licensed professional in any field are being suppressed. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step necessary in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop funding your own destruction. It is my intention to give you the truth of what I guess have learned to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause you to face the monsters destroying your lives in every way. There is an army of people of conscience standing up. Of course, you're not hearing about this on the mainstream media. Our very survival is being threatened. It is time to stand up, speak up, and when necessary, shout. Silence is consent, and if you do not stand up and speak out, you are aiding and abetting your own destruction, thus acting as an accomplice to those murdering you and those you love. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action, for only acting on the truth will set us free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is what we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that is what is being used to control you. Overstanding the puppet masters allows us to see the master template of the predator's crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops operatives to divide and distract people of conscience. We can then cease being prey and destroy the predator bloodline psychopaths that have created this hell on Earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites, which I really appreciate. Donations go towards keeping my website up, getting reference materials and things of that nature. You can also help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on the ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com website. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in or Skype the producer of the show. I do ask that you wait until the second hour to do so I can have an opportunity to introduce the topic of the week. You can Skype the producer of the show at TCT-calls. TCT stands for These Changing Times, -calls, all lowercase. Or you can call in. The U.S. number is 1-716-208-1708. International number is 785-336-5190, preceded by whatever international code you have to use to call the U.S. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. And if you've bought into any disinfo about the quote-unquote dangers of colloidal silver, be sure to listen to the archive of my show with Silver Lungs founder Mario Cifaldi on thelightofdayradioshow.com under the date May 5th, which was last Saturday. We did an excellent show where we basically refuted all the crap that you're hearing from disinformers, including the FDA and the EPA. On today's show, Mother's Day, the answer to what's ailing the world is everything has been weaponized. Now, of course, Mother's Day is just a Hallmark Day, a day created by Hallmark, I'm sure, someplace down the line, to sell cards. But it's now been weaponized for the millions of mothers like me around the world whose children have been kidnapped by the state, for the millions of people whose moms have been murdered by the medical mafia. This day is but another day of trauma. I recently found out about a new group, and it is www.protectivemothersalliance.org. And this is a group which basically apparently was started by children of mothers who tried to protect them in court from fathers who were, you know, beating up mom or abusing the children, and yet the children were given custody to the abuser. These young people have become adults now, and they're working to stop the custody of children being granted to violent men who abuse women and, you know, sexually or physically assault their children. Because this is what's going on in the courts every day all over the world. This is what happened to my son. And then they label the mothers who are trying to protect their children as parental alienators. And, of course, many of these children end up to be horribly damaged. The plan of this group, Protective Mothers Alliance, is a worldwide peaceful candlelight vigil protest. And my question is, does a lioness hold a candlelight vigil when her cubs are being tortured or threatened? I'm afraid I'm getting beyond the point of believing that any, you know, peaceful protest or candlelight vigil or anything of that nature is going to make a darn bit of difference, because we're dealing with psychopaths. I don't claim to have all the answers, but it's very obvious to me that things have to get a little bit more intense in order to stop these monsters from what they're doing. And in fact, I like to bring up articles I find in my local CharlotteObserver.com here in Charlotte, North Carolina. This paper full of disinfo. On April 26, 2012, page 9A, they had an article, "Study: Exposure to Violence Harms Children's DNA. Damage to structures are similar to that seen in age." And they go through this entire long explanation of a long-term study of pairs of identical twins where they researched them at Duke University and found that boys and girls who have experienced violence have actually damaged genetic structures. So, one would ask, why are the courts giving custody of children to men who are beating up their wives, which the children are obviously watching, and or abusing their children? Apparently, there's an intention to cause damage to the children. How obvious can it be? You know, between the vaccine damage and all of the other damage in the schools, indoctrinating them with total lies and, you know, history. Whose story is it? It's whoever won the war. I mean, basically, it has nothing to do with truth. You know, I could go on and on. The poison food and the video games they're playing, all these different things are destroying the children. It's all being done intentionally. What are we going to do about it? That's what everybody has to, you know, decide for themselves. And the main thing I'm doing is telling you what I'm learning, because I do this work 24/7. This is all I do, is look for information that you need to know, both disinformation that the media is telling you, because that's very important. This is keeping most of the ostriches with their head in the sand, or, you know, sitting on the couch watching television and drinking their beer or whatever, just trying to pretend that they don't live in hell. But we have to face reality, because it's getting very late. And I just have to say, two of my loyal listeners sent me some very important YouTubes this past week. The first one, which is entitled "Leaked L-E-A-K-E-D Video - Live Goat's Legs Cut Off." Now, when I first received this link from a loyal listener, somebody I talked to on a regular basis, a wonderful person who shared a lot of information with me, I totally freaked out. Just the name of the video. Of course, I couldn't watch it, and I'm not even suggesting that you watch it, because it is a trauma of the highest order. This is not a movie. This is real. This is real, people. This is where you're going to see a video of, quote-unquote, military trauma training, where they take Coast Guard recruits and order them to cut the legs off live goats with tree trimmers. Now, the reason that this was so horrifying to me is because it made me realize that this is one of the main techniques they use to create psychopaths. You know, we have the vaccinations, especially injecting them with rabies viruses, that cause them to become psychopathic killers, actually enjoy killing, and of course, Raping is involved with the rabies syndrome. And in fact, just a slight sidebar, there was an article in the Charlotte Observer on Thursday, May 10th, on page 9A, talking about military assault victims find their voice. And this is talking about the scale of the problem of soldiers raping women that they serve with. The scale of the problem is a disgrace, Melinda Hennenberger of the Washington Post reports, because Charlotte Observer is constantly just, you know, copying other articles from other papers, because there's not too much going on here in North Carolina. The Pentagon estimates there were 19,000 sexual assaults in our military last year, though only 3,192 of them were officially reported. Fewer than 500 cases ever go to trial, and fewer than half of those result in convictions. So 19,000 sexual assaults, fewer than 250. Does the soldier have any consequence for what he's done? In fact, it goes on in the article to talk about how oftentimes they're actually given not commendations, they're advanced, whatever the term is. I don't have time to go through the whole article. But they actually get, you know, a better job after they've raped one of their fellow soldiers. Now, this is pretty sick stuff. But, of course, I have realized for a long time that they're actually creating psychopaths. This is what they do. And I've talked about on the show before as well a study by Massachusetts Institute of Technology entitled Disruption of the Right Temporal Parietal Junction with Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Reduces the Role of Beliefs and Moral Judgments. This was published in a journal in, let's see, February 22nd, 2010. Okay. And this is pretty scary stuff. You know, they always use big words. Translation, the same part of the brain that's involved in schizophrenia and autism, which is the temporal parietal region of the brain, which is basically right around your ears. They are looking for ways to disrupt your moral judgments. They are looking for ways to create psychopaths with these pulse magnetic pulses, which, of course, they're doing to you when they give you MRIs as well. And then I have another article where they're talking about changes in the brain that are linked to video gaming. So we have changes in the brain linked to violence in children, video gaming, magnetic pulses. Now, in this video that's put out by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, of course, they're not talking about changes in the brain that occur in soldiers who are ordered to cut the legs off live goats. I mean, I can't even imagine doing that, except I can. And that's the reason that this disturbed me so much, because when I was a surgery resident, I was ordered to do an amputation on a man without anesthesia. Now, why were we doing amputation? Well, allegedly, it was because he was too hemodynamically unstable to undergo anesthesia. In other words, just putting this man to sleep would have killed him. Now, that means he's obviously dead. It's just a matter of time. But they decided to get another procedure out of him, and therefore, I was ordered to do the operation, cutting this man's leg off without anesthesia. I will never forget the sound that came out of this man as I saw it through his sciatic nerve. Because even though he was basically pretty much out of it, I can assure you, when you cut somebody's sciatic nerve in half, which is basically the biggest nerve in the body, you're going to feel that. At the time, I thought that they were just doing this, being greedy so-and-sos, you know, wanting to get one more procedure out of this guy's insurance before he died. And, of course, as soon as the amputation was finished, we had to whisk him off to the ICU because we didn't want him to die in the operating room, because that would have been, you know, having to be labeled as a complication. As long as we got him into the ICU, it was no longer a surgical complication. So, as I said, at the time, I believed it was just a greed thing. Now, after seeing that PETA video, or just seeing the title, because as I said, I couldn't watch it, I actually had nightmares about it without even seeing it, because it brought up this experience to me. I now realize that just the same as they use sleep deprivation in doctors and the military, apparently this is another thing they do. See, when we're training, especially surgeons, we don't talk to each other about different things we're doing, because you have to be tough. You know, if you're looked upon as a complainer, if you object to anything you're told to do, then you're going to be booted out of the residency. And to me, it was a matter of proving I was tough enough to do it. So I did what I was told until there came a point where I could no longer do what I was being told, and I said, I'm getting out of here. You people are evil. And I did. I walked away from all of it. But I now realize that this is one of the things that they're doing with surgery residents. I'm sure there's lots of other ones that had to chop off legs off living people with no anesthesia. Because what they're trying to do is basically wipe out your conscience. Now, of course, I had tears streaming down my eyes. This was very traumatizing for me. Just seeing the title of that video brought the whole thing up to me again. But you see, that's why I had to get out of medicine, because I have a conscience. They tried different things to try to get rid of my conscience or to kill it. That's the only way I can put it. One of the things was I had to do research on animals. I love animals. That was another situation. I'm going to be writing about all of this in my book, How Did the Hippocratic Oath Become the Hippocratic Oath? Because I want people to realize how they're creating monsters. Medical doctors who will kill, maim, harm, do whatever they're told to do because they have a license. But this was a very important connection for me to make, realizing that they're having people in the military do the same heinous act. Because there's no reason. Why are they going to tell them, well, this is the reason we're going to have you do this? They actually call it military trauma training. Oh, we have to traumatize you. That's how we train you. I mean, how sick is that? Is that going to get you to be more able to kill innocent people, children, women, whatever, just because some psychopathic officer tells you to do it? I don't know. But I can tell you that this was a very important thing for me to have to face. And, you know, all I can do is, you know, advise you not to watch it, but just maybe put it up there so you can see that I'm actually telling you the real deal here. Leaked video, live goat's legs cut off. Okay. So this is what our soldiers are being ordered to do. Is it any wonder that we're creating killers who are coming home and killing their own families? And most of them, I mean, what other job are they going to get? They're going to end up in the police force, where they're going to be ordered to, you know, harm people for various crimes, 5-year-olds in school that throw a tantrum, you know, arresting them. There was actually just a story out this past week where an autistic boy was tasered multiple times. You can't make this stuff up. These people are monsters. They are monsters. And I just can't hope enough that eventually the people rise up and stop this this trauma, these murders by the police and the military. You know, they're being made into monsters, but that's no excuse. They have to be stopped, at least what I think. Another very important series of YouTube videos that was sent to me is entitled Transhumanism, Technocalypse, and there's one of, there's 9 videos, so one of 9 is where you start. Now, Technocalypse is spelled T-E-C-H-N-O-C-A-L-Y-P-S-E. And so we have a technopnocalypse. I've had David McGowan on my show before. He talked about the pedography or pedocracy, you know, the basically the culture of pedophiles that control the world. This is an excellent series of YouTubes talking about transhumanism. And what really caught my attention was in the beginning, I've seen five of them. I have four more to go. But the person who is doing these videos, who is very much a Stop the New World Order type guy, he talks about different types of transhumanism, and I found this very insightful on his part, because one of the things that he brought up was these New Agers talking about changing your frequency. And I've heard so many individuals, you know, claim that, you know, December 21st, 2012, we're going to shift into the next dimension, our DNA is going to be activated, blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm not sure where the psychopaths are going to go, if they're going to be left here on this dimension to continue their killing and their wars and all the other stuff they're doing. But I found this very interesting as an aspect of the transhumanism thing. In other words, basically, if you're into the New Age disinfo, then you're going to buy into this. Oh, you don't have to get rid of the bad guys because December 21st, 2012, your DNA frequency is going to shift, and magically you're going to be in this wonderful place, a higher dimension where there will be nothing but love. Yeah, right. I wouldn't hold my breath on that one. But as I said, I found it very interesting to think of that as an aspect of transhumanism because, of course, that is what they're trying to do to us through various ways. Another way they're creating transhumanists, which is basically somewhere between a human and a non-human. It is the cyborg mentality. All of the robotics that they're using, which, of course, is the ultimate enslavement, which we've seen in all kinds of different sci-fi flicks, but now we're seeing them do this all the time. They're putting all kinds of transmitters in people's brains for various excuses, such as Parkinson's, things of that nature, which is really amazing. Just like with everything else in medicine, they create the problem, especially with vaccines, poisons of different sorts, and then they come up with these really disgusting ways to treat them, including putting different probes and things of that nature in your brain. So that's another way of creating a transhuman and actually combining humans with machines. And we're getting closer to that all the time. As a matter of fact, there have been various science shows which talk about actually hooking your brain up to the internet. Isn't that an amazing idea? Yes, in fact, they are going to have a way to let you look out your eyes and see the control panel in front of you. They're starting off by doing it with eyeglasses, but I'm sure eventually it'll be something that's just put right onto your cornea so that you can be inside your head and look at the computer, and you can basically, you know, work your brain simultaneously with the computer that you're hooked up to. Now, I'm sure it'll be real easy to download viruses and all kinds of nastiness if your brain is hooked up to a computer in that way, but I had actually seen a TV show at least a decade ago when I lived in Long Island that they were telling about their latest scientific developments. And in fact, at that time, they were working on combining brain cells with computer chips. So this has been going on for some time, and now we're going to see it come to pass. And how many of these, you know, techno geeks are going to think, wow, that's really cool. I don't need a computer now. I can just have my computer, you know, hard drive installed right into my brain, and I'll be plugged in 24/7. That is some scary stuff, but that's one of the things they're working on. And then the other thing, of course, the other aspect of transhumanism, which I've talked about on this show before, is the creation of chimeras, which are animal-human hybrids. So we have our animal-machine hybrids, and we have our animal-human hybrids. The animal-human hybrids are created with vaccines. And actually what they're doing is injecting us with animal DNA. That DNA goes right into our DNA, and it actually creates this monster called the chimera. And, of course, once your DNA is altered, this is going to be something that's passed down to future generations, and that's why I think that my work is very important, because I don't want the extinction of the human race to take place, because that's where these monsters are going. Now, this brings up another aspect of the most evil satanic thing going on, and this is cannibalism. I've talked before on the show the fact that they're using aborted fetuses, cutting them up and growing vaccine viruses on them, and then injecting those viruses and aborted fetal tissue into you and your children. This is cannibalism. They're combining dead babies with you, because that DNA gets into your DNA. So that was the first area of cannibalism I was aware of. Then, thanks to a man by the name of Anthony Hildegardner, who has a YouTube video, Can a Baby? You can just put that into your YouTube search engine, Can a Baby? Anthony Hildegardner. He basically reveals how they're using aborted fetuses as flavoring in food. And some of the companies involved in this include Pepsi, Kraft, Nestle, Cadbury. I think those are the main companies mentioned. Using dead babies as flavoring. And apparently, Natural News has an article, which I don't have in front of me at the moment, but Mike Adams, the health ranger, has talked about this as well. And he reports that, you know, Obama's fine with this. This is basically, you know, standard business practice. This monster in the White House, this CIA shill that we're calling Mr. President. The things that are happening under his watch, although, of course, we know he's nothing but a puppet anyways, nothing he does is decided by him. But this is the next level, using dead babies as food flavoring. Well, now, once again, thanks to naturalnews.com, I strongly suggest you get on that mailing list by, Mike Adams, the health ranger. He does send out amazing articles. He has many people that write for him. And the article I have in front of me is entitled, Powdered Dead Baby Pills Used as Medical Cure-All in South Korea. Yes, in fact, in South Korea, they're actually being sold from China these pills that have dead babies in them. And what it says is that corrupt medical personnel in China are selling aborted and stillborn baby corpses to medical companies, which then secretly store them in people's home refrigerators. When it comes time for processing, these companies then retrieve the bodies, dry them in microwaves, and grind them into powder, which is then put in capsules. Now, I'm not trying to gross people out. I know a lot of, you know, if you're still listening, you know, I'm glad you have, you know, the fortitude to hear the truth. Trust me, I do not want to know this stuff. But this is what's going on. And this is why our world is the hell that it is, because there's lots of occult things that are being done behind the scenes. Things like this have an effect, even if you don't know that you're doing it. Just because you don't know that you're eating food that has dead babies in it doesn't mean on a spiritual level it's not going to do something to you. And that's why you have to know about these things. It's very important. And on the subject of transhumanism, I just want to suggest an excellent documentary that I have here in front of me. It's entitled Transhumanism, Destroying the Barriers. And you can obtain it from Ken Klein, K-L-E-I-N Productions.net, KenKleinProductions.net. It's a very good synopsis of what's actually going on. and they talk about this Pandora box that has been opened, where they're bringing genetic engineering to a frightening new level, merging animal DNA with human DNA, creating the potential and unthinkable reality of superhuman non-humans. And as a matter of fact, this corrupt Catholic Church, I mean, we did a show last week with Kevin Annette. I know we had some audio problems. At least Kevin's information came through loud and clear. But as you know, he's going after the Catholic Church for a rape, murder, various other things, in association with the Queen of England. And one of the things that I was amazed to find in my mountain of documents, if you could only see my office, it's amazing I can find anything, but it's actually an organized disarray. Someone had actually sent me, actually a couple of years ago, a document whereby the Catholic Pope spoke out against transhumanism. He specifically mentioned chimeras. He was against the formation of chimeras, i.e. animal-human type species. But what he did say is that if they're going to make them, he believes they deserve all the rights of human beings. Now, isn't that special? The Pope is saying if they make them, then they have to have rights. And this is the similar line of satanic reasoning by this monster who came out as well in terms of using aborted fetuses to make vaccines. He stated, well, we're against it, but as long as they're not doing the abortions purely for the reason of making vaccines. In other words, you're going to have the dead bodies around. You might as well do something with them. That was pretty much a be-all and end-all of what he said. And I have this in writing. And if that's not sick, I mean, I don't know what is. But, of course, these people are obviously monsters. And the fact that so many people around the world are supporting this church, it just blows my mind because, you know, obviously there's a reason that they're so much into child abuse. That's part of their religion, obviously. Okay. Now I have to get to another very important book that I became aware of from watching C-SPAN, and this is on the same lines of what I'm talking about in terms of the transhumanism. And this is more in terms of the cyborg-type transhumanism. I watch C-SPAN a lot in order to find out what the minions are up to down there in the District of Criminals. On the weekends, they have one C-SPAN channel, which is dedicated to book. It's called Book TV, booktv.org. And I happened to be rolling through Book TV one weekend, and I actually came across this author of a book entitled The Creative Destruction of Medicine. And I thought, wow, you know, I'm always saying I want to cause the death of medicine. Here's another guy saying the destruction of medicine. But it's the creative destruction of medicine. So, of course, that got my attention. So I stopped to listen to his booktv.org piece, and you can listen to it as well. Just go to booktv.org. Put in the search engine, The Creative Destruction of Medicine. The author is Eric Topol, T-O-P-O-L, M-D. And Eric Topol is basically planning on combining humans with their computers. He has ideas for all kinds of things. Having chips put in you that can monitor your blood pressure and feed it back to your doctor. All kinds of things. And, of course, let's see, in some of the people that are evaluating the book for him, guy says, Eric Topol provides a path forward using your digitized genome, remote sensing devices, and social networking to place the educated at the center of medicine. Now, of course, the wizard, Dr. Oz, he chimes in, and he states, Eric Topol outlines the creative destruction of medicine that must be led by informed consumers. Smart patients will push the many stakeholders in health to accelerate change. as medicine adapts to the new world of information and technology. Yeah, you see, because that's what the whole point of this book is. Dr. Topol's telling you what's possible, but he's saying that, you know, the ancient medical system, they're going to be against this. They don't want to learn new ways. The old medicine does not want to become the new medicine. So it's going to be the patients that are going to have to push for this. This is right out of, you know, the Twilight Zones. Actually, it's more like Fringe. If you watch that series Fringe, which is pretty much all true. And in this book, in the introduction, Dr. Topol says, for the first time in history, we can digitize humans. Digitizing a human being is determining all the letters of his or her genome. It's about being able to remotely and continuously monitor each heartbeat, moment-to-moment blood pressure readings, the rate and depth of breathing, body temperature, oxygen concentration, glucose, brainwaves, activity, mood, all the things that make us tick. And they'll be eventually able to print an organ. This is the stuff that he's talking about. He wants people to be hooked up through wireless sensors injected into their bloodstream to computers, the internet, social networking, etc., etc. And let's see, on page 8, he says, soon enough, they will also be able to embed into our circulation nanosensors the size of a grain of sand, providing continual surveillance of our blood. The fusion of artificial and biological parts in humans. Cyborgs. Okay. So this is what this psychopath is up to. And I must say, it's really pretty ingenious, basically trying to make it sound like a good thing. I mean, can you imagine? People get stressed out enough when they go to the white coats. As a matter of fact, there's a phenomena where people that maybe don't even have high blood pressure, they go to the doctor, they get their blood pressure taken, their blood pressure is much higher than it normally would be, and that's just because they're in the doctor's office. Can you imagine the effect it's going to have if you have nanomachines injected into people that causes their heartbeats, blood sugars, you know, oxygen saturation, all these things to be monitored round the clock? I mean, for any kind of person that's a little on the hypochondriacal side, you could just sit there. That could be your life, watching your heartbeat, watching your blood pressure, just basically monitoring yourself 24/7. It is insane. But he's trying to get people to push for this. And I'm sure there are some people that will say, oh, yeah, it sounds great to me. Of course, they don't realize that the doctors are making them sick in the first place. And basically, this brings up a very important movie. I think I mentioned this once before, but let me mention it again because it goes along well with this topic. The name of the movie is The Island. It was shot in 2005 or released in 2005. And in my opinion, it basically shows you visually what this book, Creative Destruction of Medicine, is going to lead to, because it's about a place where clone, quote-unquote, products are created to use for organ transplants, incubators for giving birth, etc. Wealthy investors pay to have clones made for future use. They are told their clones are kept in a coma-like state until time for the harvest occurs, but in reality, they are kept in underground military bases and imprinted with fake memories. And when it's time for their organs to be harvested, they are told they have won a lottery to go to the island, which is allegedly, you know, a place of freedom for them. And, of course, in actuality, they're going to be killed so that their organs can be harvested. It's really an amazing movie. And basically, it's what we have in the future before us, if it's not already happening. I mean, who do you think donated an organ to Dick Cheney? I bet you he had a clone. But that's just my opinion. Okay. Because, oh, let me mention one thing. Because one thing that has been proven is that if you get an organ from another person, of course, that person's consciousness is imprinted on that organ. And working in transplant surgery, I saw this a number of times. I have a very good friend that got a kidney transplant. I saw this in him, that actually some of the characteristics of a person will be transferred to the person who receives the donor organ. And this is especially true in the case of a heart. Obviously, Cheney still doesn't have a heart, so I think maybe they used him, his clone, to give him his new heart. But anyways, I definitely suggest that you check out this movie. I got a copy through Netflix. And a clone asked one of the workers from outside in this movie, he says, "What is God?" And the answer is, and the answer of the human to the clone is, "When you close your eyes and wish for what you want most in the world, God is the one who ignores you." So I thought that was a little bit hilarious there. So check out that movie. Check out the booktv.org. Listen for free to Eric Topol, MD, talk about the creative destruction of medicine. We're at the two different ends of the spectrum. Obviously, I want to cause the death of medicine and let people's innate intelligence within their own body, the same intelligence that told my dog what to do when my dog gave birth to puppies, okay? I didn't have to help my dog. My dog knew what to do. I was just watching in amazement. The same kind of intelligence tells our bodies what to do if we stop going to these medical devils and have access to good food, clean air, clean water, etc., etc. But no, this guy wants to transform us into Borgs. Not only that, wants to get the people to demand it. This is how these psyops are operating. And, of course, with a little help from the Wizard of Oz. No surprise there. There's another very important site that you can check out called Conspiracy Cafe. The person who runs this site, his name is George Freund, F-R-E-U-N-D. He puts out an excellent series of updates to his list, which I'm on his list. And he put out an update that goes along the same line, entitled, "After the government microchips our soldiers, how long will it be before they want to put a microchip in you?" And in fact, this is an article talking about the plan to implant U.S. soldiers with implantable microchips was detailed in a recent article by Kate Nibbs. And she said, "The U.S. military plans to implant soldiers with medical devices, making them harder to kill with diseases." I guess that will make them more resistant to vaccine damage. I don't know. The military's Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, announced plans to create nanosensors that monitor soldiers' health on the battlefield and keep doctors constantly abreast about potential health problems. So this is exactly what this Dr. Topol is talking about in this book, the same kind of thing. They're already starting to do it to the soldiers. They're injecting them with chips, which they say are going to monitor their health. But obviously they're not worried about their health. They won't be inoculating them with diseases, letting them take all kinds of toxic drugs, being exposed to, you know, depleted uranium and all the rest of it. But you see, this is how these minions work. It has to start slowly. They can't just come out and say all at once, okay, everybody in the world has to be chipped. Although they're actually doing that in India, by the way. India is the first place where they're going after every citizen in India and wanting them to give their biometric identity information so that they can get food. And so in India, they are doing that. But here in the United States, they have to do things a little bit more surreptitiously. So they're going to start with the military. Of course, they've already started with the pets. People with Alzheimer's, their families are encouraged to get them microchipped so that they can keep track of them. Should they, you know, escape the house? You know, of course, you can reverse Alzheimer's by detoxing the mercury and aluminum that cause it and helping to repair the brain, but people aren't allowed to know that. Instead, they're told to, you know, get a chip in grandma on. You know, when she escapes from the house, we'll track her down like a dog. So that's where it's starting. But eventually, They're going to talk about everybody getting chipped. It's going to be necessary to do transactions to go to the store. I mean, you can just see the future unfolding before us. That is, if the people don't say no. It's time to say no, people. Okay, I have so much information along these lines. It's truly amazing, all the articles that are coming out about this. So, obviously, obviously, this is very high in their to-do list, is to create these cyborgs. And another article that I came across, April 22nd, 2012, page 19A, entitled Researchers, DNA, RNA, a basis for life on Earth, but maybe not everywhere. And how are the mad scientists working to prove this? Why, they have created a man-made molecule called XNA, which is fake DNA / RNA. And they're actually working to manipulate the XNAs to behave like DNA and RNA to help scientists design better drugs. Okay? And this is what these mad scientists are up to. Now, of course, the drugs are all toxic. They're all causing a problem. But this is some of the stuff they're doing. They're messing around with our very genetic structure. Because, of course, if you take a drug that's got XNA in it, which is a sci-fi version of DNA or RNA, it's going to incorporate into your genetic structure. And then, what are you? You are not human anymore. That is what you are. And a non-human. And we also have another very evil man by the name of Venture. He was interviewed on 60 Minutes some time ago. Biologist Dr. J. Craig Venter was one of the first to sequence the human genome, and he's working to develop the first cell with a synthetic genome. So he's taking the fake DNA, and he's going to make a fake cell out of it. Okay, that's what this guy's up to. So once again, it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and one of the things he talks about, of course, is the cell that he creates being fully functional, i.e. self-replicating. So as soon as I read that, of course, that made me think of Morgellons. M-O-R-G-E-L-L-O-N-S. If you've not heard of Morgellons, I don't have time to get into a lot about that, but I will tell you that it is one of the most monstrous diseases that these monsters have ever invented, where they basically have found a way to get non-living fibers to self-replicate and expand throughout the body. And people that have this condition have these fibers protruding out of their skin. It's one of the most torturous things to have. You feel like ripping your skin off because it itches so badly. And, of course, the CDC has decided that Morgellons nanoworms are a delusion. And what else can we expect from them? Because they made it. So, of course, they're going to cover it up. So this is very amazing stuff. And like I said, folks, don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Okay, before we go to the break, I'm going to take a break at the top of the hour. I just want to give you some good news, and this is very important. I ask all of you to put into your search engine Medical Inc., Medical Inc., and this is a documentary that will be coming out in the very near future about the chiropractors going on the offensive against the medical devils. I have been waiting for this to happen for years. I tried to get the homeopaths, especially in the UK, to go on the offensive against Big Pharma. Why are all these professions that actually heal people, why are they just defending themselves? You know, why aren't they going on the offensive and say, excuse me, you call homeopathy quackery? You call chiropractic quackery? What are you doing? You're killing people. I mean, they admit that right in their commercials. So this is very exciting, and I'm going to be spreading the news far and wide about this very important documentary, Medical Inc. I encourage all of you to go online and watch the trailer. It's fantastic. And, of course, I've offered to help them in any way I can. As a matter of fact, I want to make a documentary of the book that I'm working on, How Did the Hippocratic Oath Become the Hippocratic Oath, because I will bring Medical Inc. to the next level, because these monsters must be exposed so they can be destroyed. Because not only are they creating disease and killing people with their toxic treatments, but now they want to change our very genetic structure intentionally, which, of course, is pure evil. Okay, so if I can take a few minutes break, we'll play a little bit of music, and then we'll come back and give you another dose of reality. I'm going to be talking about some vaccine information. So please stay tuned, folks. And as I said, if you like to call in and make comments or ask questions, I really don't like to do shows myself because it's more beneficial for the listeners, I think, if I'm talking back and forth with the guests. But I just had so many things that I wanted to cover, I had to do a show to cover all of these things at this point. So once again, let me just give you out that information on calling. Calling from the U.S., 1-716-205-1708. If you want to call in from any international location, just type in your international code for the U.S. and then dial 785-336-5190. Or you can also Skype at TT-Calls, C-A-L-L-S. Okay, folks. Let's listen to some music. Okay, folks, I'm back. This is Dr. Carly. Today's question, what's ailing the world? Our answer is everything has been weaponized. And I just want to state that, believe it or not, it's not my intention to scare you. Unfortunately, reality is very scary. But we must go on the offensive against the psychopaths. We must. And I'm not saying it has to be a violent offensive, but we must go on the offensive against them. What the chiropractors are doing with this Medical Inc. is very important. And I'm going to do all I can to make that documentary go viral. Because, in fact, the chiropractors are just wonderful healers, as I explain in the diagrams and the lecture that I give explaining the diagrams. The nervous system controls everything, and the two main causes of dysfunction of the nervous system are a mechanical problem called subluxation, where the vertebrae get out of alignment, and that's what the chiropractors deal with, and demyelination, where the insulating lining on the nerve fibers, called myelin, is destroyed by antibodies, and those anti-myelin antibodies are, of course, caused by vaccines. And that's what I teach people how to heal with my protocol. So I suggest all of my clients, including pets, because there are many veterinarians actually that do chiropractic as well, go to a chiropractor, because you have to make sure that your spine is in proper alignment before you can actually have proper nerve conduction from a mechanical problem. And if you don't get total relief from that, then you've got some degree of demyelination, which is the other problem with the nervous system, which is what you can contact me for to learn how to reverse with natural therapies. So the good news is that there are solutions for everything. There are solutions for what's happened to our water, our earth, our air. There are people with cutting-edge therapies for everything. And it's all being suppressed by the psychopaths that rule the world, because obviously they have their agenda of depopulation, total enslavement of whoever's left, and themselves, you know, being the only ones with access to the national parks and things of that nature. But that's not going to happen, in my opinion, because so many people are waking up. And I don't, as I said, propose to have all the answers by any means, but I do know that the people have to learn the truth about themselves and their families and do something, anything, that they feel moved to do to change things. And that would include telling people about this show. Because if you don't have the time to do the research, one thing I do promise you is that I don't talk about anything that I have not checked out myself. Yes, there have been many minions who have come into my life, and over the years I've had a few of them on my show, but once I find out that they are not who they pretend to be, then I have to tell you that they are not who they pretend to be. And that's how I've gotten my PhD in minionology. But there are many good people doing many good things. And along that note, I just want to make an announcement. I've decided to have J.B. Campbell. His blog is Extremism Online. He's going to be a guest on my show every month because so many people enjoyed that show. They like to hear from a man who has a backbone and who is not going to take the crap of these psychopathic soldiers and military that are basically going to be coming after us very soon. So he's going to be on my show once a month, and the next time he'll be on will be the first Sunday in June, June 3rd. Okay, I want to mention something I heard which was really pretty funny to me on C-SPAN's Washington Journal on May 5th. They talked about something called the Misery Index, and this is something that they came up with in the 70s and 80s, and it is described as the unemployment rate plus the inflation rate. And at that time, the unemployment rate in the 70s and 80s was about 8.1%. The inflation rate was 2.4%. So basically, the Misery Index, was that. And now they're saying, actually, the Misery Index is much better because our inflation rate is lower. That was the whole point of them bringing this up. You know, as more and more people don't have jobs, more and more college graduates can't even find a job. They're graduating from college with this ridiculous debt, which, of course, the traitors in the District of Criminals have pretty much made them get into a situation where they're going to go bankrupt. But, you know, when you do go bankrupt, the one debt you cannot discharge is your school loans, which are, you know, supposed to double within the next few months if the traitor-in-chief doesn't do something about it. So anyways, I just thought this was pretty funny that the Misery Index just encompasses the unemployment rate and the inflation rate. What I suggest be added to that index is what percentage of good families have had their children kidnapped by child predator services, what percentage of the population has been killed or maimed by the medical mafia, what percentage of the population has experienced corruption in the courts and now has legal abuse syndrome, what percentage of the population has awakened to realize the treason taking place to bring us in the New World Order. The misery index in this country is just at an epidemic level. And the only way it's going to change is to understand what's going on, who's doing it, and stop them. Period. That's the only way that we're going to get any kind of relief. We have to take action. Okay, I'm sure most of you have heard by now, it was announced on May 2nd. That Facebook is now urging organ donation. I just thought this was amazing. And, of course, we know that this Zuckerman guy, obviously, he's a bloodline psychopath, just like Bill Gates. You know, these people don't just turn up, you know, mysteriously out of the woodwork. Their whole destiny is planned out for them. It's just made to look like they're a nobody who became a multi-billionaire. But I just thought this was pretty amazing that they're using Facebook now to urge organ donations. And apparently, you know, this has had a dramatic effect on people signing up to donate their organs when they die. If I was you, I would certainly not do that, because I was a surgeon that worked on a transplant team, and I'm here to tell you, once you say you want to donate your organ, if you end up in an emergency room, there's a very much larger chance that you're not going to make it, because these people on the transplant procurement services are like vultures. And once they have somebody that's on life support that has signed one of those cards, they want those organs because they have many people that are just waiting for them. Of course, in almost all cases, their diseases were caused by vaccines in the first place, and they could be reversed with my protocol. But, of course, they're not into healing. They make billions of dollars doing these transplants. They cost lots and lots of money. And so if you're foolish enough to donate your organs, they're going to make sure that you become an organ donor. And it's really quite amazing, because although they can charge $250,000 for one of your kidneys or whatever to the person that receives the organ, your family gets nothing. So it's kind of strange how that works out. But another thing I learned about Facebook recently, because actually there's one of my loyal listeners that's been trying to talk me into putting up another Facebook page. I had one some time ago. I took it down because all these people wanted to friend me. I had no idea who they were. You know, I'm not going to just, like, friend people that I don't know who they are, and then they start posting stuff on my Facebook page. So then I found out there was a way you could do it where people can't post. You can just kind of use it as a blog and put up information that you want to put up. And then I find out today that Facebook actually has the capability of going into your email account and sending out friend requests without your knowledge. Isn't that interesting? I don't know how many of you know that, but this one woman who wrote a complaint in my local newspaper was talking about how she had all these people contacting her and asking why she never followed up when, you know, they tried to friend her, because they had actually received an email allegedly from her asking them, you know, to get involved with her Facebook page. And she had never sent out those emails. And so that's when she realized that Facebook is doing it by itself. Apparently there's some little leprechaun in there that sends out requests for people to be your friend that you don't even know those emails are being sent out. So, you know, this whole social networking thing, I have a very big problem with it. It's nothing but trouble. And, of course, we know that, you know, it's all CIA, NSA. Anyways, it's actually a way for them to use biometric scanning on anybody that you have and any photographs on your site. So, you know, you better think twice before getting involved with those various activities. And this listener that I'm in contact with on a regular basis also tells me that a lot of the things that he posts get taken down. You know, there's obviously all kinds of censorship going on and things of that nature, because he tries to use his Facebook to tell people what's going on. And they don't want him to do that, so they just take the stuff off. Anyways, getting on to another naturalnews.com article. This one is entitled Fukushima Reactor Number 4 Vulnerable to Catastrophic Collapse Could Unleash 85 Times Cesium-137 Radiation of Chernobyl, Human Civilization on the Brink. Now, this is a very scary situation, and of course the mainstream media is not covering this at all, letting us know that the situation in Japan is getting worse and worse, and if there's another earthquake in Japan and this reactor number 4 is affected again, it could set off a chain reaction of events that quickly lead, as Mike Adams says, to North America becoming uninhabitable by humans for centuries to come. Imagine California, Oregon, and Washington states being inundated with radiation up to 85 times the radiation released from Chernobyl. We're talking about the end of human life on the scale of continents. Now, this is very serious, and one thing that I tell all my clients that I would do if I was they is take a very excellent source of iodine as a protector of your thyroid gland. The iodine that I take is from a company called Magnascent, M-A-G-N-A-S-C-E-N-T, Magnascent.com. You can go there and check it out. I have no financial dealings with that company or anything like that, but it is the best source of iodine that I have found, and that's a very important thing for people to do. If I was you, I'd be taking it every day. My pets take it every day, and this will help protect your thyroid from radiation that you're breathing in as the Fukushima, you know, radiation reaches our shores, which it's already doing. You can also get homeopathics to detox radiation. That's something I teach all my clients to do. But I just want to warn you about this potassium iodide stuff that they suggest to people that actually causes hypothyroidism. Anything that the CDC or any government agency tells you to do, you know it's got to be bad. So that's a pretty much easy way to just, you know, keep yourself safe is by realizing that fact. But one of the most important things that we have to do, in my opinion, is if there's anything to contact your serpents in the District of Criminals, you know, those people that pretend they're our servants about, is that we have to close all nuclear reactors. That is one thing that really blows my mind. That as this tragedy and disaster continue to get worse and worse and worse, I can't even imagine what the cancer rate of the people in Japan is going to be. I can't understand why any of them are staying there. What's really sick is that, you know, the United States dropped nuclear bombs on them in World War II, and now they have nuked themselves. And it's getting worse all the time. Apparently, they don't really have a plan for stopping it. And the fact that any country would even consider not closing all the nuclear reactors shows how insane these psychopaths are. As a matter of fact, even after this tsunami, which was probably caused by the heart machine anyways, occurred, Obama went on mainstream media and made comments to the fact that, you know, he's not against nuclear energy. As a matter of fact, they've got a few reactors that they're thinking about building. They're not even talking about closing them. They're talking about building more. This is insane, people. We'd be better off if we closed all of these nuclear reactors. None of them are safe. I have three of them, actually, not too far from where I live in North Carolina. And occasionally, they do have little leaks, and they tell us, don't worry, everything's okay. Yeah, right. Okay, let a radioactive cloud come out of a nuclear reactor and tell us that it's not causing a problem. Yeah, we believe you. Not. Okay, so that's just something I'm very, very strongly opinionated about. And being sarcastic at times, one of the things that I tell people who are getting radiation therapy for their cancer is, you know, why are you just not taking a trip to Fukushima? You know, you could just go there and spend a couple of weeks, have a little vacation, get a hotel as close to the reactor as you can, and then basically your cancer should go away, right? Oh, no, that's right. Radiation causes cancer. That actually does sometimes wake them up if you say something really ridiculous like that. Okay. Another very important article that I received from Professor Timothy Watson is in regards to what the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is up to. This other bloodline psychopath who's actually on YouTube at a TED conference in, I believe it was January 2010, talking publicly about how vaccines are a wonderful tool of depopulation. Now, according to an interview of him by Reuters, it says, and this is the title, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's initial five-year pledge of $750 million in 1999 provided the seed money to launch Gavi, which is the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, and it is now his mission to, quote-unquote, end it on Earth. Yes, in fact, that is a very important strategy for depopulation. And Gavi, of which he is associated, their chief executive is named Seth Berkley, and he has stated that Gavi has already financed immunization that has prevented more than 5.5 million premature deaths from common but life-threatening diseases. Now, this is one of those totally fraudulent, lying statements. Prevented 5.5 million premature deaths? They make these numbers up. You see, how could they possibly know that they prevented 5.5 million premature deaths, especially when vaccines cause death and cause disease? But it was amazing to read about the background of this Seth Berkley. He was a young epidemiologist working for the U.S. State Department when he saw the graves left behind after measles swept through refugee camps in Sudan during the 1985 famine. He stated, "You see little shallow graves lined up one after the other, babies. That's what happens when measles go through a nutritionally deficient community. It's a horrible disease, and it spreads incredibly efficiently." So that's when he became involved with this Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. His specialism is vaccinology. And he's in Africa again, working to introduce routine childhood immunizations which protect most people in the rich world. Which, of course, a bigger lie has never been told. But I found it very interesting that he actually talked about measles spreading very efficiently through a nutritionally deficient community. Because, of course, when they inoculate you with disease, if you are nutritionally deficit, if you have a nutritional deficit, of course, your body is not going to be able to handle the vaccine, and your vaccine-induced disease is going to be much, much worse than it would be in a child that's eating a halfway decent, you know, diet. So it's very clear that they're really stepping up this campaign to kill the children in the third world. And I've talked before on this show about the situation that's going on in Uganda where they have the children developing this quote-unquote zombie disease, and this is obviously a vaccine-induced disease. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let's bring on the caller.
I'm getting feedback from the show, like I'm hearing what you said about 2 minutes ago, but I'm just going to turn the sound down a bit so I can speak clearly.
You need to mute the radio, yeah, Alex, for sure.
Okay, yeah, I was just flipping. I was listening to the show, which is good. It's very good, and I started to go through my personal contacts and send personal messages to people, and that's how I'm having to flip your advertise the show. And some people are coming back and saying that they don't see it in the forums. So it's very obvious that what you said about the social networking sites and Facebook, etc., is very true. And Patty actually said that she was having issues with censorship as well. It seems to be on an increase, and they're proving it, that they're doing it right now. So we all have an opportunity to show that there's censorship atop all the other legislation and attack we're under, and that they've, you know, caused the earthquake, that they've caused the oil spill, 9/11, vaccinations, weaponized medicine, air, water, food, it doesn't matter what. All this paints one picture. And with censorship, we have a complete puzzle that if we're able to articulate it to the people that matter in every capacity in public office, military, law enforcement, alphabet agencies even, those people that are compartmentalized, we have a chance to get through to them. We know from the protocols and the secret covenant, etc., that this is a covert agenda that relies on compartmentalization, manipulation, lies, etc. And our only hope, if it's not too late already, is to wake everybody up and make them make a choice, like get them to stand either with us, like with humanity, or with the treasonous terrorists that are destroying our world. The global government is treason on the face. It's illegal not to defend your country, your women and children, etc. When you're under attack, you have a legal obligation to do it, which is probably why we're still here, aside from having a myriad of witnesses, which we have to keep building all the time, a circle of witnesses. What we're showing is that not only are they censoring and sabotaging us, but they're attacking us with directed energy weapons all the time on an increasing scale, with increasing frequency and enthusiasm, and a pronounced confidence that shows that they won't be ever processed through the Masonic charade, which is our legal and justice systems, quote unquote. We need to show the people that are in any capacity in government office, in any armed forces, and in medicine, we're going to need a lot of doctors. We got to show them that they've been duped. They haven't been taught advanced military medicine. They haven't been taught how to diagnose these things, and they're not capable of doing it, but they won't do it because most of them are afraid. Once we all stand up and lose that fear, and that's our only hope, these people are going to be in a lot of trouble. They're going to have 6.9 billion enemies. It's going to be a little bit of a trick to pull this off. Yeah, well, and you're doing a great job. You are the best person on radio that I know of that's laying it all on the track, because you're fearless, and as you often say, you're ready for a break. But, you know, there's a lot of kids out here that are relying on you to keep going.
I'm going to keep going. What I say is a way to show I have no fear is that if they kill me, I go on vacation. I will never stop. I mean, this is my mission. This is why I'm here, is to stop these psychopaths. And I just want to say that the only thing I disagree with what you said is that we need to wake the doctors up so they can diagnose these things. What I think we need to do is to stop them from making these things. There is no way to diagnose these biological weapons that they've created. There is no test for these things. And so what we have to do is stop them from making them. That's the way to restore health, and, of course, to get our food and water and air back in a situation where it's actually consistent with health. The doctors are gone. In my opinion, they've all sold out, and they will never do the right thing. Because they're all licensed, they'll lose their license if they don't keep on doing what they're doing. And the best thing that people can do, in my opinion, is to stay away from them altogether. And educate yourself. Learn how to take care of yourself naturally, just like I said with my dog. When she had puppies, she did not ask me what to do. She knew what to do. We know what to do. Eat good food, drink clean water, breathe good air, and basically stay away from the people that are harming you. It's actually very simple. Now, of course, once you become very toxic, you need to detox. You don't need tests for that. If you've been exposed to pesticides, you have pesticides in you. If you've been exposed to vaccine viruses, you have vaccine viruses in you. So a history is all that's needed. You don't have to do fancy tests. But I definitely agree with you that as the people wake up, they are going to have 6.9 million enemies, and then they're going to have a problem. And it really cracks me up. A lot of times people will say to me, well, Dr. Carly, you know, they passed a law that if you talk about certain things, you know, they can arrest you. And I'm like, so? So is that going to shut me up? No. They want people to be instilled with fear. They can make a law that if they, you know, any kind of law that they want, that they can come after you for various purposes. Well, you know what? If they start doing that to people like us, then it's going to get a little obvious. So whatever, however it goes down, I really don't care. But people have to stop being afraid. Everything they're doing is illegal. There is no law that you can make that says you're allowed to kill the people in your own country. Those are crimes against humanity. Look what's happening in Africa. All these supposed tyrants, and also in the Middle East, we're going after them. You know, they're hurting their own people. Well, there's no place on the planet that that's happening more than here in the United States. And, of course, Canada is a little like baby U.S., kind of like an offshoot that does the same thing. you know, there's no place that's happening more than here. So basically, that's what people have to face. Stop waving your flags, get off the couch, and spread the word. And I'm so glad for the work that you're doing, Alex. I know that you're trying very hard, and, you know, you just do what you can do. The censorship itself is proof of what you're saying. So, you know, let them keep on doing what they're doing, because basically they're taking off their mask.
Absolutely. Yeah, well said, and point taken about the doctors. Yeah, we're hoping that tearing down the structure, the power structure, and effecting a very long overdue change in the social order would include the dismantling of any nano programs and bioweapons and advanced biological transhumanism, etc., programs. And we're going to have one hell of a job to start to remediate Mother Earth with after what's been done to it. It's looking pretty horrific, especially with this Fukushima radiation and who knows what else they're spraying on us. I mean, looking out the window most days, in the last few days, we haven't had the usual HARP screen over top of us. What we have had is something that's like a light, quick-diffuse aerosol which blankets the sky. And it used to be white, but now it's actually a little bit beige or gray. If you look at it really closely, you start to see it's as if I've been using impure artist pigments to paint a picture or something. I would have to go back and get real true blue and put it back on over top of it. Something very, very the matter with this, this stuff that's all around us. And of course we have symptoms. And the symptoms are so many, they're coming from so many different sides. I mean, we've lost our fear. We don't care. We understand what we're up against, and we know, how the picture looks. And what we're trying to do is just inspire other people to be selfless and brave, just like you, and say, lose your fear and do whatever you can.
I totally agree with you. And let's not forget all the bird kills and the fish kills. I just saw in the mainstream media again this week another massive fish kill. I think it was in Thailand. Thousands and thousands of fish, dead fish, you know, just coming up on the shore. What is all this thing, what is all this happening? Here where I live in North Carolina, I have a number of container gardens. They're not doing too well, no surprise, between the chemtrails and the crazy weather. But I have like three bees. You know, I guard my bees very much. Just three bees. That's all I've ever seen around my property. One butterfly, you know, this whole season. And I had some hummingbirds that used to come. I love the hummingbirds. I have a hummingbird feeder in one of my front trees. Not one single hummingbird has shown up yet this year. So there's no question that nature is being dramatically affected, because they're like the canaries in the coal mine. Obviously, they're going to be more sensitive to the poisons that are being put out than the humans are. And I'm sure what's happening with the changes in the chemtrails that you're witnessing is the fact that the experiments are constantly changing. You know, they spray different things in different areas as they're doing this massive worldwide experiment. And, in fact, as I've mentioned on my show before, and I want to put this out there again, one of the things that they're creating with the spraying, especially of the barium and the aluminum, is they're creating a giant movie screen in the sky. And there's no question in my mind that sometime this year there's going to be some massive holographic movie, whether it be the Second Coming of Christ or an alien invasion or whatever they come up with their Project Bluebeam, there's going to be something that happens to try to get the fearful sheeple, you know, to demand action by the government or whatever the case may be, because this is how they operate, you know, problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah, and it's all about manipulating the majority at all times on every front, whether it be through that or infiltration in the groups. I don't care what group you form. I mean, they're going to infiltrate it in a very big way. The more you make a hardcore group, the more people that come to join you that start off acting like they'll do absolutely anything. They're like little organized crime infiltrators or something. I don't even know where they get all these people. Maybe mental hospitals and jails, I'm thinking.
Well, I don't know, but, you know, what's really mind-boggling is that we're paying for it, that you can be sure of. It's the same thing with the people that are experiencing electronic harassment and stalking. There are many people that are being stalked by various individuals in their computer community. You know they're being paid to do these things. And so we're paying for all these things. I mean, it's so sick, it's unbelievable. But in terms of the organizations, that's why I've never formed an organization, because that's what I've seen. There's always infiltrators and provocateurs. And I just interviewed on my show yesterday this man, Sam Edwards, from One Voice for the Kids in the UK. And they sent somebody in now to try to get him involved with building wells so that the people in Uganda can get clean water. And I told him on the air, I said, wait a minute. This project that you have in exposing the horrors of the child predator services and the kidnapping of children all over the world, that is extremely important. So, of course, they're going to give you another job to do. Yeah, let's go over to Uganda and build some wells. How many things can one person do? So, you know, this is something that happens all the time. And, you know, I'm not criticizing him because he's a good guy and he wants to help lots of people. But, you know, you have to pick your project. And, you know, if the people in Uganda stop getting vaccinated, they haven't had clean water for a long time. You know, get the corporations out of there that are, you know, drilling for oil and leaving their properties and communities totally polluted. And stop vaccinating them, and, you know, they'll be okay until we can, you know, basically vaporize these psychopaths that are causing all these problems to begin with.
Yeah. Well, and there's no shortage of them. It just seems that there's an unyielding supply. But I'd say that's a very weak thing. When there's a war between organized crime groups and they begin to recruit just anybody to fill the void to build up numbers against the other side, they're not exactly getting people operating on the highest level of intelligence, and there's their Achilles heel. And also, it would be very interesting to get a hold of some of these people that are actually perpetrating the crimes, because it is illegal for them to do it, and if our law enforcement military agencies aren't going to arrest them, then it's up to us. We need to form groups of people that will travel in packs of 12 or more witnesses. That is like a court. You know, when you're charged in court and they try you with a group of your peers, I think it would suffice to say that what we're doing is on the up and up if we have at least 12 witnesses at any point in time. Let me just say,
that's basically what Kevin Annette is doing, who was on the show last week. I mean, basically, he knows the courts aren't going to go after the Catholic Church or the Queen, and so they're forming their own tribunals. And that's what we have to do. I mean, that's the only answer. And then, you know, try them for treason and crimes against humanity, and we'll see where it all ends up.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm putting out a message all over the I tried to last night. I put it in two chemtrail forums, and then that was it. I couldn't even post it. We have a brand new computer. It slowed down to a crawl, and the only thing it was doing was making loud noises and baking my hands, like cooking them. It was, believe it or not, the technology we have, as well as the communications, all information is weaponized, but the communications technology and the communications IP servers, the, you know, the company that brings your phone into your home, all that, is completely weaponized. They can spike the radiation in your laptop. They can cook your hands. My kids feel it. I feel it. At the end of the day, I had all the symptoms of being irradiated. It was ridiculous. Anyway, all that to post an article which took all day to refine and then flip around the chemtrail forums. And what it was about was a way of generating this response from people in groups off of the electronic and away from the electronic technology that they're using to classify and process us and to control us and silence us as they bring down the population and bring in their World War III global domination and population reduction agenda. So I create this document, and I tried to flip it, and I only got it to two places, and then everything just slowed right down. Now, the interesting thing is they said to Byron Pryor, who was convicted under Section 300 of the Criminal Code for defamation of character, libel, for alleging Chief Justice T. Alex Hickman raped and impregnated his 11-year-old sister over 40 years beforehand. They convicted him, and the judge Orr that sentenced him to Waterford Psych Hospital for a 90-day period of observation his wife was actually the woman working on the ward that would oversee Byron's release. And that never happened. It went into the third term, the third 90-day period, and they were killing him. Now, when they released him, they released him under a gag order. This is how it works. This is how they use the mental health and legal systems against you. When they released him, it was under a gag order. And as you know, as you helped him get released, that was years ago, and in 2010, so it was a couple of years ago. And that case has never gone forward. It's never gone to court. And they actually said to him, when Hickman dies, so does your case. They never use DNA tests on him and there's the baby, as you said, so there's that little problem in the January 9th, 2010 show. So here is this problem, is that you've got a pedophile walking loose and he's part of the judicial pedophile ring, therefore he's doing this with impunity, and they won't do a DNA test on him or even try to process him through the courts. Now, when they convicted Byron and sentenced him and then let him out, it was under a gag that he was not to use electronic communication. So he's a friend of mine on Facebook, and he said he tried to post a few things out of frustration because nothing's ever happening with his case. They just keep bumping it, which is what they do. And they told me they'd do that with mine as well in the medical, legal, insurance fraud and racketeering court case I had. So they said to Byron, if you keep doing that, we're going to slow your computer right down until it doesn't work at all. But I'm not under Section 300, or I haven't been convicted of any offense. They have no right to censor my computer, yet that's exactly what happens. So,
right. Well, they're doing this to everybody who's trying to make a difference, and I just want to make an analogy between the Byron Price case and what's happening now with Holly Gregg. In the UK, because it's a very similar situation. In fact, Sam Edwards was talking about that on our show yesterday, and now they've actually taken custody of this young woman with Down syndrome away from her mother, and that's what's going to happen next. I just know it. They're going to put her in a psych institution. They're going to try to destroy her brain, because even though she has Down syndrome, she was certainly very able to recount everything that was done with her and identify the perpetrators and things of that nature. This is their master template. This is how it works.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. And they did it to Marianne. We know hundreds of people they've done it to. I mean, the longer you're in activism, the more of us they've hauled through the system. They're trying to do it to me right now. My court case comes up in September. I don't even know the date because I could care less. But putting me through some kind of persecution process in the Masonic charade, which is supposed to be our Canadian judicial system. And my lawyer can't remember one fact from my case.
Right.
Now, he seems to be able to defend people on murder charges and everything, and it's not that he's a bad person. I just suspect that he gets a headache or, you know, he just can't think when it's time to deal with me. And that sort of thing seems to follow me around like a big dark cloud. But they're going to have a hard time doing that on a bigger scale. If there are more people like us, then they're not going to be able to keep atop us all. So I don't mind making a lot of noise to distract them from anybody else that's actually viable as an activist that hasn't quite reached the level of intelligence, quote-unquote, monitoring that we have. Basically, we can say something in our own home. I can say something to my children, and right away, we'll get frequency in the ears, squeezing hearts, the whole thing, you know, like the usual psychotronic / electromagnetic attack. And we want people to know that. It's not so much about us being concerned about defending ourselves more than blowing the whistle and letting everybody know that we're under attack. And if we have to die in that process, at least it will be for something, because we're all going to die anyway if we don't. And if we stop trying to prove what they're doing, then they're not going to stop doing it.
Exactly.
So
we have to keep on doing it. And, see, it's really a difficult situation because I know here where I live in Hickory, North Carolina, it's pretty much a bunch of zombies. I mean, I've actually had many experiences where I go to the grocery store, and if I'm in the mood, you know, I'll start talking to somebody in the parking lot, and I'll point up to the sky, and I'll say, what are those funny white lines in the sky? People won't even look up. You know, that's how brain dead they are. So really networking with others through email and different social media, it's really all we have, and they know that, because unless you're in an off-the-grid type, you know, community, you're not going to have a lot of people around you in most cases that know what's going on. But, you know, I am very much of the feeling, I hate that word belief, that good will win out in the end. There's no question it's going to get ugly. But I know just by the number of emails that I get and the people that I talk to that people are waking up in huge numbers. So it's just a matter of time. That's why they're clamping down so much. As a matter of fact, I just want to mention that Alex was the one that sent me that outrageous YouTube. I want to mention it again. Transhumanism Technocalypse, Technocalypse. I encourage all of you to watch that. It is so fantastic. And he puts it all together. And one of the things that they talk about in there are these drones. And isn't it amazing? Here in the States, you know, our corrupt Congress has basically made it legal for police departments and who knows what other agencies to send out drones, you know, cameras in the sky that can hover around your property. They have microphones. They can listen through walls. And they, I don't know, I haven't gone through all of those YouTubes yet, but I know that they've actually gotten it to the point where they can make drones the size of insects. So who knows? You know, my three bees may all be drones. I don't know, but I'm not going to hurt them because I want them to pollinate my plants.
That's what I was going to try and make a joke about it, but then I realized it was completely inappropriate. A lot of people are making jokes and going about their lives like nothing's going wrong. There's one thing for the order of good cheer. It's the one thing to be said for it is that it keeps morale up and stuff. But if we're actually going around in a psychotropic / psychotronic coma while they frog march us to the edge of the earth and to hell itself, that's not a good thing. And I found that people that know the most about this sometimes are rather indifferent to it. And it's eerie, you know. So I wouldn't make a joke about the three Bs. I was going to say something about looking for little microprocessors and little motors and things on them, you know.
It already crossed my mind. You didn't have to. Yeah,
yep. It took me about a quarter of a second as soon as you said it. I was going to go for it. But, let's use that as an order of good cheer. I mean, it's worth keeping our morale up while we go into this mess because we're going to need all the positive energy we can get. You know, it certainly is trying to look around at what's going on in the world and to figure out solutions to it. And, you know, it at the best of times, but with what's going on the scale and volume and just from every side that we're being under attack, as it starts to manifest itself in blatant death, as the, you know, they had the treasonous premier's healthcare conference here in Victoria, B.C., over in Victoria, I'm on the mainland now. The kids and I showed up and, we went and acted like one of the independent examiners and we told everybody outside the conference what they're going to do and what they were actually doing in there. They were probably meeting and discussing how they were going to manage us as we hit the system by the millions, if not hundreds of millions, if not even billions. This overtaxed, broken health, quote unquote, care system. That is actually designed to kill us off and process us and control and reduce the population. What could they possibly be talking about with all this electromagnetic, biological, nanobiological, advanced biological and genetic warfare all around us as they're killing off everything that sustains human life? What could they possibly be talking about, these political puppets, if not that? So right. They're just gearing up.
I just want to interject one thing because, you know, one of the ways that I keep myself as upbeat as possible is, first of all, my pets. I have three dogs and two cats, and they give me so much love, and we play Frisbee. And, you know, occasionally I do have little breaks from this disgusting research into the hell that we live in. But in my opinion, this control has been going on for centuries. And I would rather know why things are happening as they are than be ignorant. You know, they say ignorance is bliss. No, ignorance is not bliss. Once you know what's going on and you know it's being done intentionally, it's actually very simple. It just has to be stopped. Now, of course, that's where the hard part is, because the people that are at the top of the food chain in terms of these psychopaths, they control the military, they control the police force, they control the doctors, they control all of the agents who are actually, you know, cogs in the wheel of evil, allowing this to all transpire. So that's the hard part, is to, you know, get through that problem. But I agree with you that waking up as many of those people as possible at the lower levels, especially the military, waking them up and making them realize what's actually happening to them and their families intentionally. The people at the top are the psychopaths, so of course they're not going to do anything about it. But, you know, I just dream of a day where I turn on CNN and it says, you know, military has stormed the White House in Congress and taken them all prisoner. You know, wouldn't that be special?
Yeah, it certainly would. The document that I was flipping around last night deals with that problem in that, and I'm not sure it'll be successful, but it will certainly make a difference. Anton, what we want to do is form groups of people in every city in the world. We need to have real activist groups, and I'm talking about the seasoned activists that get stopped from speaking at Occupy, etc. The ones that are sort of having their message diluted by consensus creation and Delphi technique, etc. And what we should be doing is we should form supergroups and then go out into our communities all on the same day, hopefully, with a refined message that deals and tells the brutal truth and nothing but that. And if we have 12 or 24 speakers, then we have 12 or 24 megaphones. We're positioned around a predetermined and selected venue, which is hopefully around the political offices as well. And from a different vantage point, each speaker in succession reads the message that shows that we've been infiltrated and that all these people are being compartmentalized. Now, I don't know if it's necessary to dial 911 once you start doing that, because they'd have those response teams out there instantly if we started to speak the truth on megaphones. So as they arrest one speaker, and we'll have those people surrounded by real activists, then the next one comes up and reads from the point in the document, which is pre-approved by our group, like the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded and you and other people that know what's going on. And then once it's a bona fide message, it won't be altered. We'll have it photocopied and translated into different languages around the world, etc. When they arrest these speakers, then the next one gets up and starts to do it. And we shouldn't let them arrest anybody. And if they do, we should never take the pressure off. We should camp outside the police station, the courts, etc., and not allow any of us to be persecuted for telling the truth. We have to break information.
Go ahead.
Okay. We have to break the information barrier. They're killing us with free speech and complete control of all information, including the media. So we have to break through that barrier in order to get them to do the right thing. Now, that's what the document is, and I'm going to flip it to you on Skype right now so you can look it over, and we'll talk about it on the next whenever we're on your show next or whatever.
Okay. Well, I just want to mention to protect people from this assault by the police psychopaths, one of the ideas I've been promoting for years is to have internet war crimes trials. If only we could find a way to do something like that and to put this out on the internet, have various speakers that are knowledgeable about various things, present their evidence of the crimes against humanity going on at all levels, and then make DVDs about, you know, whatever that transmission is, and, you know, put it out there in a viral fashion. That's another alternative to do such a thing and get it out there without having to worry about people being arrested. Of course, then we have the censorship by those who control the internet. So it's not going to be easy. Maybe we can do all of the above. But I'm convinced that as more and more people wake up as to what's going on, it's pretty much a done deal. It's just a matter of how long is it going to take.
Yeah, that's right. I just want to say before the show ends that it was Byron Pryor, I think you said Price by accident.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Pryor. I did.
That's okay. And it's just that so people can look him up on the radio and look him up on Facebook, friend him on Facebook, support him. And anybody like Dr. Carley that's going out and laying out the brutal truth at great risk and expense to herself, And no insects, but she's got three mechanical bees flying around the back window. You know, you got to support these people, and these are the ones that know the most about it. And if you don't support us now, we won't be there to protect you and inform you as to what's going on when this goes hot, and it's about to. You can tell by the increase in censorship and by the increase in crazy making all around the earth by the powers that be, as they call themselves. I don't, but I don't recognize.
Well, as a matter of fact, we're almost out of time, but let me just mention in the last minute, this is self-evident by all of the garbage on the internet, especially through Mail Online and the Telegraph. They're warning people, foreign visitors should be vaccinated for flu and measles. They're predicting that there's going to be a pandemic of people getting these contagious diseases, and this is another way they're pushing their vaccine agenda. So it's kind of funny how it's all working out. For people with eyes to see, it's self-evident. And I want to thank you so much, Alex, for coming on the show and sharing your information with people. And do you want to give out any contact information that people can contact you?
Well, if they can, that's a good point, good way to put it. I have a phone number that sometimes works. It's 250-813-2150. I have a Joker tattoo, JokerTattoo, and that's on YouTube. And then I'm also Alex Hunter on Facebook. And the forum I post in on Facebook is called the Canadian Coalition of the Walking Wounded and the American Coalition of the Walking Wounded, which is just CCWWACWW, World War III Global Domination and Population Reduction Agenda Advisory. And so that's a group you can join, or whatever.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're out of time. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with more truth that you need to know. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you.